Carson said that although Summit County deputies have trained to deal with mental health calls, this new team can take their response to another level.
And while with the Summit County Sheriff's Office, we have 100% participation in the crisis intervention training for them, but they are not trained psychiatrists or clinicians. And so to have this team of professionals that can come in and provide that support and hopefully deter somebody from a quick in and out trip to an ER where they might not get the long-term follow-up and care that they need. This is just really important. And it's, studies have shown that communities that have operating MCOTs have recorded upwards of a 51% reduction in repeat visits for these individuals.
The three-member team would include a clinician, a support specialist, and a psychiatrist who would likely not be on scene, but whose role would be crucial.
And then depending on the level of the crisis, a decision would be made in conjunction with or in consultation with a psychiatrist that they're an off-site participant in the MCOT. The determination would be made on what type of intervention that person needs at that time. You know, they may be able to take care of it on-site with follow-up to counseling, or it may require that they are transported to, for instance, uni down in Salt Lake.
The county's behavioral health director, Aaron Newman, pointed out another issue. He said their department is sometimes called on to serve Medicaid recipients living at the northern edge of Wasatch County in neighborhoods such as Black Rock and Hideout. Those cases fall to Summit County, which is more in proximity than Heber. Carson said that MCOT will be a better response since it also includes Wasatch Behavioral Health, and it will save money for Summit County.
The actual location of the MCOT team will be in Summit County, and so you will have counselors from Wasatch Behavioral Health, and of course they're not always out on calls, so they'll be available for providing treatment to individuals. So when we have those people from Wasatch County that live in that sliver on the east side of Jordan Mill Reservoir, they'll be able to get services from Wasatch Behavioral Health, and they'll in turn be able to bill Medicaid for those services. So that'll be huge, because I don't have the exact number of what that cost is to Summit County, but it is significant.
Summit County Council Member Kim Carson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.